You're listening to our club preview, and here today to talk about the Bombers, we've got our resident Bombers supporter, Liam. Liam, how are you, and how were the Bombers last season?
I am good, and the Bombers last season were very bad. Three wins on the trot to start the year, followed by consecutive losses until the worst win in human history in an absolute slop fest against Sydney in Coffs Harbour. So I hope that it's a better season for the Bombers this year.
Yes, you don't say.
Yeah, so I think a lot of that is going to come down to health. It's going to be, it needs to be for the Bombers a healthy season from Bonnie Toogood and predominantly their best and fairest from 2024, Maddie Gay. Maddie Gay set the tone for probably the most successful Bombers season, which was 2024, albeit they lost a final again, by being the general out of halfback, controlling ball movement, and the Bombers looked to play a ball control style of play. That went out the window last year and didn't lead to a whole lot of success. It in fact led to their leakiest defense in the club's history. It was also an extremely inefficient side going inside 50. Now, it was compounded as well by the loss of Sophie van der Heuvel during the year. And it was further compounded by the Bombers having a limited set of forward targets. The Bonnie Toogood was injured for a portion of the year, but Emily Goff doing her ACL very early. Steph Wales had to miss the beginning of the season on her ACL recovery. The tall stocks and the key distributors were really lacking at Essendon last year. Where do I think there will be growth from? I think the addition of Zoe Prowse is huge. She will provide comfortably the best key defender in the club's history, even if it was an improved season from Georgia Clark in 2024. And it was intended that Brooke Brown would be that kind of key defender. Zoe Prowse has already shown so much for such a young player. I'm extremely hot on what she can do for the Bombers. And that was the main only trade asset that they got into the squad. In the draft, they took Maggie Johnston at pick 10. They picked Nalu Brothwell, who had a twin, Mizuki, go earlier in the draft, who's a half forward. And then Emma Dineen in the preseason draft, the Bombers' first Irish player since their first season. And then out went a whole host of players. I'd say most impactfully, though, was Elise Gamble, who had spent a number of seasons across the Bombers' half-back line. The Bombers have a relatively old squad by comparison to the rest of the league, but they aren't particularly experienced. So they sit 10th for experience in the competition, which is around about where I expect them to finish on the ladder, if I'm being honest.
Fourth?
No, 10th.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said 10th for experience. I was like, that's higher than I was expecting. 10th, I see. Yes. Well, that would be, what, two spots up from last season?
You're just about. So, like, great.
Yeah. Little climb.
We finished 14th, actually. 4 wins, 8 losses.
Oh. There you go.
And the thing that really sucked and kind of speaks to the problems that I was talking about, which is lack of ball control, leaky defense, percentage of 60. That tells you that you were getting beaten often and being beaten badly. So I'd say that the only positive game was we were one of the first sides in several seasons to be ahead of North Melbourne at quarter time. Now, North Melbourne then clawed that back extremely quickly. But there was a brief glimmer of maybe we're good. Maybe this is all just make believe and pretend and we can actually be the first team to beat North Melbourne. It wasn't the case, but I enjoyed the glimmer of hope.
There's always this season. Well, to hear more about what we can expect from Geelong this season, Willow had a chat with Georgia G earlier, so let's go have a listen to that one.
We are very, very lucky to be joined by Essendon star Georgia G today. Georgia, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. In the thick of pre-season at the moment, so really excited for the next 3-4 weeks to look closer to round one. But really excited to join you here today.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. As you said, pre-season's now well underway. Last season didn't quite go to plan for the Bombers. A lot of injuries and things did result in a pretty disappointing year, but exciting things coming into the new season. How has the off-season been so far, and how are you sort of building into the challenges for the year ahead?
Yeah, off-season's been it's been big. It's been really exciting, though, I think, to see like the youth come through, the new girls that we've picked up, but also off, like you said, a disappointed 2025. We're really excited. We brought in a new strength and conditioning coach. He's been awesome. Luke Meehan, he came across from the Richmond Men's. So he was there through their success in the three premierships. So he comes across with a lot of experience, and he's definitely run us through our paces. He's helped with the running loads. We've gone up another gear in terms of that. But everyone's feeling really strong, fit, and a lot quicker this season. So, yeah, really excited to see what we can do on field and see how we can perform.
That sounds fantastic. And you've mentioned, you know, the injuries and things like that. The back line in particular last season took a bit of a hit. You lost best and fairest winner Maddie Gay and Sophie van der Heuvel with knee injuries. You said you've got the new strength and conditioning coach. How are they going in terms of getting to full fitness? I know Maddie Gay did come back at the end of last season, but how are they going so far this season?
Yeah, really well. We're obviously very excited to have them back full training and having the preseason that they have had to put themselves in the best possible position for this season. Obviously, they're both really key players for our defence, and we love having them in the team. We definitely play better with them in the team. But as you said, Maddie Gay, she brings a wealth of knowledge and experience in the team, and her leadership is second to none, as well as Vanda. She's an exciting player as well, brings a lot of speed. So, yeah, they're all looking really fit, strong, ready to go. So really excited to see what they can bring for us in the defence this season.
That's fantastic. And you also mentioned a few new players. One of them was the prized recruit, Zoe Prowse, coming over from the Crows. I'm guessing she's added quite a bit to that defensive group.
Yeah, 100%. She's fitted in seamlessly. She brings some strong hands. She's very good aerially. She just brings a great energy as well. Yeah, all the girls love her. Honestly, it feels like she's been there for years. So it was great to have her, because I know a lot of the forwards, like Bonnie, hated going up against her when we'd versus Adelaide. So I think Bonnie's pretty excited to have her on the same side this year, but really excited with what she'll bring. And I'm sure that we'll definitely play better with her in our team.
Yeah. And you mentioned Bonnie Toogood, struggled with her own injury problems over the last 2 years. I'm guessing she's really looking forward to getting over those and having a really solid season.
Yeah, 100%. Her preseason's been, it's been really solid this season, actually. She's played the practice matches and match sims pretty much fully. She's kicked bags of goals in each of those. So she always goes up another level each season. So apart from that injury she had last season and the suspension as well, I think after the solid off season she's had, I think, yeah, she's put herself in really good stead for the season coming. Yeah, always excited to play alongside her.
For sure. And you mentioned she's been kicking bags, which is good. She kicked 5 goals, 13 last season. So is goal kicking being the flavor of the preseason for her?
100%. I think that's her obviously her strength. She can mark a ball pretty well too. So she flies through packs. But I think in front of goal, I think for her to be a little bit more consistent than she was last season is definitely an aim for her. And I know that when we've been training and playing practice matches, she's definitely shown that she's improved in that. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing what she can do.
That should definitely help. And you yourself were the equal leading club goal kicker last season with Sophie Alexander. In terms of your game, how are you sort of feeling going into the new season, and how are you looking to make a big impact on this forward group that probably did struggle to kick goals at times last year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we've we had a lot to work on from last season. So I'm hoping to bring a little bit more consistency and with the way that we move the ball forward into our forward line. Hopefully we can score a little bit more compared to last year, because kicking 8 goals as the leading goal kicker probably isn't the best stat, I would say. But I think just, yeah, the consistency, I think the growth that we have all over the ground in terms of the players that we've brought in and the players that are improving. I think if we can get that flow forward, use the experience, the knowledge that I have alongside Bonnie and Soph as well, and Daria Bannister, I think we look really exciting. I think that's probably the biggest growth for us, is trying to hit the scoreboard a bit more. But I'm hoping that I can, yeah, hopefully get up the ground a little bit, feed that ball inside 50 to those girls too, as well as hopefully getting on the end of a few.
Another player you mentioned, exciting, Maggie Johnson's come to the club, high draft pick, regarded as just one of the most exciting players you'll see. How's she settled in as a first-year player, and what's she got to add into that forward mix?
Yeah, Mags, she's an absolute legend. She's a little superstar. She played a practice match against Carlton last week, and she looks like she's played for about 5 years. She's solid. She's built like an AFL footballer. She's strong, fast, quick. Yeah, and her skills are second to none as well. So she loves a little fend off. So when you come up against her at training, it's probably not nice to get fend off by her. But I think coming up against other teams, she'll add a lot to the team, and we're really excited to have her in as such a young player. I think she's going to bring and add so much to the team.
Yeah, and speaking of young players and players who do love fend-offs, last season was a fantastic one for Amy Gaylor. Came in, sort of played a lot more in that midfield group, was in the All-Australian squad, which was really impressive. Is she a player that can really go to another level this season?
100%. Yeah, we've already seen it in off-season training. Yeah, she's looking like she's gained a fair bit of muscle too in the gym. So she looks strong. She's quick. She's a ball magnet. So in practice matches and all that, you can see opposition are trying to shut her down and finding ways to stop her. But she just goes to another level every time she plays a game. So really excited to see what she can bring. Not sure what her position will be this season, but I know wherever she plays, she'll bring her A game. And I think she's a player that you have to watch out for, and she'll be hard to stop.
I can definitely imagine that. And you've got quite a few really strong ball magnets in that midfield. You've got Georgia Nanscorn, who's just continued to get better and better. Maddie Prasparkas, of course. I guess in terms of that midfield mix, it was quite a tight grouping with those two in particular. Has there been any sort of surprise players that have come through and look really solid in that midfield, if you can say that, of course?
Yeah. I think we've had a fair few players roll through that position just to trial and see who works best with those two, because obviously they're quite solid. But I think we have a great versatility within the whole team, having Maggie Johnston run through there in the off-season. As you said, Amy Gaylor, she can play off half-back, she can play forward, she can play midfield,
yeah.
As well as having Steph Kane, she's pretty solid in there too. So I think we've built like this really strong foundation of players that we can have run through there and play alongside Mads and Georgia as well. So yeah, keen to see how it goes and what the final team looks like when we play round one.
Yeah, sounds like super exciting times at Bomberland. The question we do love to finish with is, which player so far this preseason has just been tearing up the track and looks set to have like a massive breakout year in 2026?
Yeah, well, I think there's actually a couple. Probably can't pick out one. Amy Gaylor is definitely a standout. She trains super hard. She always tries her hardest, and she has the ball in her hands a lot of the time. Mia Bush has been training really hard. I think that she'll have a hopefully breakout season as well. Maddie Prasparkas, we know she's a superstar as well, but she has gotten really fit in the off season. I don't think she was too happy with her season last year, so I'm thinking that she's going to have a pretty big impact this year. But honestly, like the young girls that we've had come through as well, Nalu Rothwell, she's really surprised and impressed everyone in the off-season and in the preseason games. So, I think there's a few to look out for. I can't pinpoint one, but, yeah, really exciting for us at Bombers. So, yeah, really excited.
It sounds fantastic. I might leave it there, but Georgia G, thank you so much for joining us and good luck for the season ahead.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Great chat with Georgia. We're really grateful to be able to speak to her. I know that it's been a lot going on at Essendon this preseason, so very glad to be able to have gotten that interview. And it sounded like a pretty good one. What were your key thoughts?
Key thoughts were apparently everyone is fast and quick and explosive, which I love to hear. And that also very important to hear that Bonnie Toogood has her kicking boots on, because that was certainly one of her biggest issues last year, was her inaccuracy, which was bad for our fantasy sides, for which she, you know, she's very popular, and also bad for the Bombers.
Yeah, and I think Georgia really touched on the problems when she was like, yes, co-leading goal kicker with 8 goals.
With 8.
That's not really what you want from your leading goal kicker. I think that speaks to Essendon's struggles up forward last season.
Undoubtedly.
Well, let's start off with your fantasy picks and maybe have a look at Essendon's struggles down back last season.
Well, let's go straight to the top. It is Madison Gay. She's coming in at 795K, so that's priced at 72.4. Now, she gets that discount off of her average of 80.5 because she only played 2 games. And those were 2 very impressive games, given that she did, as it turns out, restrain her ACL in a game where she scored 87. And I think 67 of those points were scored in the second half, which spoke to how badly the Bombers were thrashed by the Western Bulldogs in that game. But it also perfectly encapsulates why I think Maddie Gay is such an important pick this year. She is the general back there for the Bombers. If it does not go through Maddie Gay, it will not work. She is comfortably the best kick in that back line. She's a great tackler from, you know, years spent in the midfield. She's capable of double-digit marks in the game. There are so many reasons why Maddie Gay is the perfect pick to anchor your back line. She's been close to a lock for me for quite a while. I think she's an 80-plus averaging defender. We usually get, you know, 2 or 3 of those every season. It's not every year that we get them, knowing of that ceiling and still getting a discount. So I think we take that discount, we you know, bank it, we enjoy it, we stick her at D1 or D2, and we just think about other more complicated things.
Yep, I agree. She's one of the 3 that's coming in with a season 2025 average in the 80s. Admittedly, hers is off 2 games, but both of those scores were in the 80s, so that's fair. Yeah, I think she's a good set-and-forget defender option, and so vital.
Yeah, well, speaking as well of vital, let's go back to Bonnie Toogood for the 3rd time this episode. I think she is the 2nd most relevant player, and I don't think this will come as any surprise to anyone who's listened to, you know, anyone in here talk about fantasy. We'll never forget season 2023 when she's averaged 102. Last year was certainly a good season. After she'd come in priced at 38, she averaged a 73.2, but only had 5 goals and somehow 13 behinds. And her marks were definitely down on that 2023 season as well, only averaging 4.5 a game and 3.5 tackles. I suspect that if the Bombers are going to be successful, it will be on the back of Bonnie Toogood being able to take marks, having the occasional stint dropping behind the ball. Now, the difficult thing here is priced at 73.2. Which is definitely, you know, close to top 6 on what she's done in the past. Like, you know, for this year, is it worth the money? Do we think that there's more to give? If you go on a more accurate goal-kicking season, yes. She had 20 shots a goal for the year. That if she can do 10 and 10, then she's adding, she's doubling her goal output.
Yeah, we're not asking much. Just kick it a meter to the side, and you've
doubled. That takes it at nearly 80, and we only had 3 forwards above 80 last year. So I think that could be enough. So if we're going to go off what Georgia G said, kicking boots on, Bonnie Toogood in. I'm not fully confident yet, and I think I need to be lacking that confidence. It's very easy to be overconfident about players in the team that you support. I need to bring a healthy dose of skepticism for every bomber. That's why she's only at 2. I feel like you could make a case she's at number 1, given her ceiling in the past. If she can go back to 102, she'd be comfortably F1. But remains to be seen.
Yeah, I think to know if we're getting 102 Bonnie or, you know, choose on the wrong foot Bonnie, I think I'd like to see a couple of games of what she's bringing this season, because she has the potential, but if not, she's a very expensive player to sit there in, like, yeah.
Yeah, particularly given how we've, in our forwards episode, which will have come out by now, we talk so much about how many value options there are in that 50 to 60 yeah. range, and often our best scoring forwards come from that range because they've previously been forwards. They get moved into the midfield. The midfield brings with it high tackle and what such that gets you up into that high 70s and 80s. So it's a consideration, but I'm not willing to lock it away just yet.
Yep. So on to the midfield.
Midfield now. Let's have a talk about Madison Prespakis. Average of 86.3 last year, which is down on her best output. Her best season average is a 96.5, which was her second season at Essendon. And I think the big thing to talk about here is the clear body of work that Maddie has put in to her fitness and into her skills. The talk out of the Bombers, now that we're at the back end of the preseason, is just how good Madison has looked. And I think, you know, if the Bombers again are going to do well, it's going to be on the back of Bonnie Toogood. But what we saw from Maddie in that, again, 2023 season was goal kicking and great delivery inside. And I feel like we lost that last year. I feel like we didn't see the same explosive player from stoppage to be able to deliver the ball inside 50. That fitness is back. I think that there's potentially 10 points of value here. I just don't know if I'm confident enough to pick her, or if 10 points is enough, given where she's priced at. I feel like we want to be going 100 plus. And we haven't seen that from Maddie yet. I think she has it in her, but it's with Georgia Nanskill and also in the side. How easy is it going to be for her to dominate to that degree?
Yeah, she's not someone that we think can go straight into Uber Primo. She's just priced as in the bucket of someone that you would want to be able to break into Uber Primo without the guarantee. And so I think that adds a lot of money for a bit of risk. I know she sounds like she's had an amazing preseason, but based on what I saw last season, you know, great player, nothing was sparking fantasy to me. So this is, I'm probably a little bit more risk averse, something, you know, I'm not a Bombers supporter. So I'd want to see a bit more potentially. But look, I'm hoping that she is coming in firing and can have some lift, but we will see.
If I'm talking from a Bombers perspective, I want to see that uplift right away. I want to see 2023 version of Madison Prespakis. From the fantasy side, I want to see a quiet month. I want to see a few lower scores. And then I really want to see that body of work in the preseason, that extra fitness, really come into fruition in upgrade season, because I do think it's a 90-plus average for Maddie this year. I just don't know if I'm willing to pick her in my starting side as a result.
Yeah, so now we've kind of moved away from the three top guns. We've essentially got the best defender, the best forward, and the second or first best midfielder at Essendon. Now we go into Specky Lands, and who have you got?
I have Grace Bellany, the mid-forward at 4. You are right. I am going into the speculative area, but I think a lot of the Bombers are very speculatively outside of that core talent group. Bellany was the Bombers' first-round draft pick at the 2024 draft. Had just started to show a little bit, get a few CBAs before she got injured last year. She had a 42% CBA game in their match against Melbourne before she was then injured. Had her best score of the season, had a 68, and it was starting to be like, oh, this is the type of game-breaking inside mid the Bombers have needed, and has that size. And I think that's the one ingredient the Bombers are missing most. Georgia Nanskill and Maddie Prespakis are both pretty short. Steph Kane is taller but wiry. Grace Bellany has the shoulders. Grace Bellany has the tackle-breaking hip movements. Now, The other problem she does have for fantasy teams, and why I think this is a watch and wait even early in the season, is she's also a competent forward, and the Bombers' forward stocks are bare. Emily Goff is a rookie-priced forward who isn't going to rate in the top five, but is worthwhile mentioning. She's coming off an ACL. That's about the only other young forward that we've seen before who has shown a little bit of the Bombers. It's Goff. It's too good. And then I think Bellamy is probably going to start most of her games as a forward. See if she does break into the midfield. I think what I saw in that last game against Melbourne before she gets injured says there's a 65 plus, and given she's priced at 45, I think that there's something there.
Yeah, some of the players we've seen with the mid-forward status are a bit loose, but this feels like a good fit in that she's probably going to be playing a bit of mid, a bit of forward, but not in the way that we want for fantasy. Like, she genuinely will be forward, and that's it's not quite what we want. But yeah, I think I personally won't be picking her, but I'm excited to see what comes from it.
I think she's fantasy relevant in the way that you have to watch her early, because if she does get that role inside, we've seen that she could be a pretty solid scorer.
Yeah, I think she's got the upside.
Speaking of upside, let's just jump across to number five. It's Maggie Johnston, who was the Bombers' first-round draft pick in the 2025 draft. Now, it was someone that was mentioned by Georgia G as having just explosion. She looks like a fourth or fifth-year player. 171 centimetre. Basically, it's another version of Grace Bellamy, right? Loves a fend-off. That was something, the strength was something that we saw from Bellamy as well. It's just going to come down to, we need to see her in the preseason. You will have seen her or not in the Bombers practice match on the weekend. Even if we haven't seen her, then it becomes very hard to pick, because she's going to be, you know, she's a higher draft pick. She is more expensive at 255K. It's just a name to keep tabs on. She was the another draft bolter in that mid-forward mold. But the talk from the Bombers is that she's going to be a high-impact player. We just need to see something from her. She, you know, averaged over 60 in the Coates League. If you just you know, give me a second, I'll actually see if I can pull up her numbers from the under-18s, where she averaged 59.5. So nothing incredible, but did have a high score of 93 against the Allies in her first game. Had a number of goals. He's also a great tackler. Had 8 tackles in that game as well. So I do think that this is a player to watch. But unfortunately, the cupboard is pretty bare for the Bombers fantasy stocks-wise to start this year. And so we have to go off draft pedigree, given we even haven't even seen Maggie play yet.
Yeah, and she's listed as a mid, isn't she?
Mid only.
Yeah, which is... like, if she had mid forward, still a little bit better. But
she is a mid forward, but unfortunately, she is only a midfielder in the game.
Yes. Go back to our previous comment. The allocations are whack. But yeah, so expecting to play half forward sounds like she's going to be great in the forwards potentially, but like the mid status, there's a couple of things going against her this season for fantasy, I think. But yeah, Bombers are a little bit tricky at the outside of the top picks, I would say. And so I've gone for my host special with Amy Gaylor, who played a watch from the interview we heard from Georgia G, which is always good to hear. And she's mid-priced at 64.4, so nice madness zone. Coming into her third season, so 54 in her first season, 64 in her second season, because she moved off halfback and into a bit more of a midfield role. So 53% CBAs last season, really boosted her scoring that 10 points there or so. What I like about her, there's actually quite a few things to like. Firstly, it sounds like she's gained some muscle in the off season and coming in strong. We like to hear that. Secondly, her ceiling of 105. She got that against a game with West Coast where she laid 8 tackles and had 21 disposals. Absolutely phenomenal game. I mean, she did not, I don't have it in front of me, but I don't think she came close to hitting that again. But that
next
highest
was 6, and then the highest after that was 4.
Fantasy points.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about tackles. No. I mean, oh, well, her next highest was 86 is what I meant to say.
Yes. Six. Yeah, great pick. no, but it sounds like she might be thrown around a little bit this season. Not so much of a lock in the midfield, which does kind of make sense, I guess. So will be interesting to see if she has that same high scoring potential as last year. Is she going to plateau at 64? I suspect it's more likely she stays close there and has a bit of an upside. But, yeah, I think she's a pretty exciting player at the Bombers.
Awfully deprived of mid-def DPP, because I think she, if we did have that as an option in the game this year, she would almost certainly have it. Her versatility is her issue for fantasy. It's the reason why she's a star for the Bombers. Her breakout will coincide with the Bombers' breakout. We haven't seen it completely yet. But her versatility kills her scoring. Fascinatingly enough, increased her average 10 points from her first season, but had fewer marks per game, which is always good, which is always what you want to see when you want a fantasy breakout. I want to see that number higher, much, much, much higher this year. Amy Gaylord's a gun, a real-life gun. I want to see the ball in her hands more. If I was a coach, I feel like Amy Gaylor would be a fantasy breakout this year. But I'm not, devastatingly. And as a result, I feel like she's going to be a player to watch for a long time. She will break out eventually, but I just don't think it's this year.
Oh, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. We'll see what comes.
Oh, you're going to pick her then? Okay, cool. I didn't say I'm going to pick her. No, I heard that. I think all the listeners heard that. There should be shame if she isn't in your starting side.
Well, you heard it here first. Amy Gaylor for the breakout of the season. If you want to read more about the Bombers and Amy Gaylor's humongous breakout that we're expected to see, head over to our Substack to read the full Essendon preview article. You can find all of our club episode previews on our free kick Spotify, and you can head over to the official AFLW Fantasy Podcast to hear our other pre-season content. More to come, so we'll chat to you later. Bye. See ya.